2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Yes, it's the NFL Roundup, as you just heard. So this is where we put the NFL stories out there, and you can judge them for yourselves. So, hey, good news right off the bat here, Scott, in terms of local guys. How about local guys getting paid? Fred Warner is the highest paid linebacker in the NFL. I knew that Fred Warner, when he was in college and we covered him, I thought, this guy might have a future in the NFL, man. But a future in the NFL within the first couple of years where he becomes the highest paid linebacker in the NFL, they extend his rookie contract to now be a, it's now going to be worth a total of $95 million over the next 5 years. So 40 of that's guaranteed, Scott. These are numbers, by the way, that, I mean, he is either the first or second or third best quarterback or best linebacker in all of football. He's there. He's one of those guys with your Bobby Wagners. I think that there are just a handful of guys that that people look at, but everybody loves this guy. And yes. he's a little bit, you know what's funny, this is what Ian Rappaport is telling us about how much that deal is worth. Yeah, 5 years, $95 million contract extension. So, and they got him when he's 24. This is a win-win for the 49ers, too.
This is the linebacker in the NFL today. It's someone who's a little bit of a hybrid, someone who can run. I mean, that's what he has, is this ability to play all downs, play in a field that's more spread out than it has been in the past, a lot more pass happy, and so he fits very well into that. Great instincts, great player, tough, plays almost all the time. I mean, he's someone you can really count on. To give you kind of some perspective on this, and this is awesome, but 1994, when free agency started, the entire salary cap was $34 million per team.
Every year. And those are hard caps in the NFL.
So you had to divide your entire salary cap, that money, up among 47 active players.
So 47 was the roster back then?
Yeah.
Huh.
So he's going to be guaranteed more than the actual cap, which is a huge thing, and it's a really good thing for him. It's also a great example of timing is everything. When the NFL, it's kind of changed its definition of what a linebacker is, and he fits that definition. The structure of the salaries and how much money is in the NFL, and then he goes to a team that really has the ability to highlight his abilities. And it was a smart move for the 49ers in doing their due diligence, but it's also a smart, you know, it's just being so much in the right place. And I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just saying it's kind of a perfect storm when you have the right player that fits the right system in the right era. This is what you get. And Fred Warner is one of those guys that's going to, you know, as long as he stays healthy, he'll be one of the great players really to play in the NFL, and this won't be the last time he gets paid either.
Right.
So it's just a tremendous, tremendous place. I want to ask you a question, though.
Yeah. He'll only be 29, by the way, when this extension runs out.
So you get all this money.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to buy?
Oh, with the...
Because isn't that what you do when you get a lot of money? Yeah. You just go out and you celebrate and you
well,
go
you
buy
know,
something?
Well, you know, it's funny. Your sensibilities change, you know, as you get older. I'm always like, well, I'd like to pay down my mortgage. You know, it's like that part of you that goes, like...
I'm sure you could probably pay it down just a little bit.
Well, just pay it down. Yeah. I don't want to pay the whole thing off. That'd be too aggressive.
I don't want to feel indentured.
Money's been so cheap these days, Scott. You know, I didn't want to... So, I think that, like, in terms of things... I don't know. I don't fit into sports cars, really. Let me see here.
You want to buy a boat? Like a
boats
nice...
Boats don't interest me either.
Boats don't float you?
Come on. So I would go so many places.
How about like an airplane? Oh, you just travel.
Boom.
Would you buy an airplane?
I wouldn't buy the airplane. I'd be in one of those clubs of just like private jets all the time.
Of where you could just be... You could have access to a private jet.
I would be private jet guy. I wouldn't be like Warner Airlines, you know what I mean? Like have my own little 737.
I understand.
But I would be traveling on private anywhere I went. And I'd be finding excuses to go places all the time too. So
and it, you'd be at home at night, right? And you'd say, let's go to Paris.
Yeah, yes.
Let's just go to Paris right now. And you
ooh.
Go just for a couple of days.
I just got a hotels.com email, honey. We should go down to Cabo.
Right.
So I'm cheap on the hotel, expensive on the flight. I don't know. I think that's what I would do. I don't know, put a little bit away for my kids' college fund. Scott, I don't know. At that point, the $40 million, you're like, that guy, I mean, at that point, you're thinking of great-great-grandchildren. I mean, I hope if you
but
do
it's
it
20
right.
At the end of the day.
I know. You love doing that. Yeah. You love doing that. Well,
it's a reality check. It's
not $95 million. It's
well, if he sees the whole $95 million, right, then...
But the guaranteed 20, you're still going to be okay. All right.
Yeah. Fred's in a good spot.
Let me ask you about this. Another person. Who's raked in a lot over his career? Adrian Peterson, who's like 100 years old. The poor guy. He's still pitching that he wants to get signed by an NFL team. He says he, quote, feels young. When you tell people, Scott, you feel young, probably don't feel young.
Well, he's probably trying to alleviate the knock on him. Like, basically, Adrian Peterson's kind of, you know, damaged goods at this point. And running backs, it's just hard. It's a hard market for running backs in general. You feel bad because he was such a great player and probably could contribute to a team. But
he's got 16,000 yards. Yeah. He's fifth on the all-time he's 36 years old. Fifth on the league's all-time rushing list. Isn't that good enough?
No. Oh, no, they don't care about that. They move on.
I guess not.
But I can appreciate where he is in his mind, because I was there before, and you don't ever want to give it up. You don't ever want it to end. You want to play as long as you can. So I don't fault him at all for doing whatever he possibly can to play. I mean, I did the same things. You know, I called people. I went places. I wrote letters. Shoot, I did all kinds of stuff to just give me a look, give me something I can still play, and to no avail.
If he actually rushes for, looks like, well, no, yeah, he won't be able to. He'll run down Barry Sanders, literally. He'll run down Barry Sanders in about 300 yards. That's a tough one to leave behind. You could pass Barry Sanders on the all-time rushing. Barry Sanders played for like 10 years, though.
Barry Sanders would have.
He would have mowed through that.
Barry Sanders would have been the all-time
two more seasons, and he would have definitely eclipsed Emmitt Smith.
Yep.
I
think Emmitt would have kept playing though,
just because of that.
Yeah.
He definitely. I mean, would he go to the Cardinals? And I remember being like, "Come on, man." Urban Meyer is reportedly frustrated by some of the restrictions the NFL has now with time that he has with his players. Now, does that mean like hanging out at his house?
No,
you're not
like,
allowed to talk to
practice,
guys or what?
It's meeting time. It's all of this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a new coach and he's like, look, I'm used to controlling everything. I'm used to having my thumb on the pulse of all of this. And the NFL and the players are saying, sorry, Charlie, but we have an agreement in place with management and yeah, you're not going to consume our world because he's the kind of guy, and it's bode well for him, you know, where he's just completely immersed and consumed by what he's doing. And Urban's a guy that's been successful, and he wants his players to understand. And I don't think he wants to wait around to develop this thing. I just don't think Urban's a guy that likes losing. And so, it'll be hard for him not to be able to do stuff.
You know, what a fun position for him to be in. He was talking about how in Jacksonville, the entire city, the energy there in that city is more than it's ever been for this franchise, probably since they were actually made a franchise. And I think, I'm like, Yeah, absolutely. Taking advantage of that energy is a huge deal for Urban Meyer. I mean, you've got to, but you have to. I mean, fan bases are, you know, they you better get them quick. You better start winning quickly, right. And I don't know if that's going to happen right at
and
the top.
And he's done that, you know, where he came to Utah, won quickly, Florida won quickly. You know, of course, these are programs that are good. I mean, he didn't go to a, you know, a dog. It's going to be a different adjustment for him.
We'll come back, and we're going to wrap things up with our two-minute drill next. Stay right here with us on KSL News Radio. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.